The Morning Hog. Riggs, intern Steve, on Daytona's Rock Station 95.7 The Hog. Proud to be joined by the J&J Express from SR Parrots.
Yeah!
Cheer it for him. Thanks for hanging around.
Thanks for hanging around,
gentlemen. That's good. Right. Kicking off this weekend. Nice. We actually, last weekend it was iced over. Now we're all warmed up and ready to rumble, right?
That's Florida.
Now, you gave us a couple of energy boosts on the front. So we're properly caffeinated now. Now let's get into some other forms of hydration.
You want to get a little bit more caffeinated?
Please.
All right. The last two cans we did before were 11-ounce cans at 200 milligrams per can.
All right.
This one is a little bit larger.
This is the big gun.
15 ounces. And it's 300 milligrams. Yeah.
Ain't going to bed for a week.
Let's just put that on the mic and let it do the show one day. See what's up. That's another Black Rifle product?
That is.
Okay.
Oof.
Black Rifle coffee's on the front end. We had that... It's a tasty mocha as well.
This is their rich mocha.
Rich mocha.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to pack a punch, I'd imagine.
Okay. All right. This is another opportunity for you to run out to some of your local retailers. And again, let them do the work for you. It's in it, as you said on the front end, Steve, crack and sip. It's already done.
Wow.
Why go to a coffee-making place? Yeah.
Or make your own coffee. I can smell the
coffee. Yeah.
Look at that.
Ooh, man.
Okay,
tell it's strong.
That's a bean attack right there.
Yeah. Interestingly, this one contains MCT oil as the protein source.
Okay, so is that what the protein?
So it's medium chain triglyceride for the birds out there.
Whoa.
So it's actually like a very good healthy source of protein. It's derived from like coconut.
Okay. Milk. Are you a licensed physician, by the way?
I'm just a geek.
Okay, I wanted to have you check a thing on my back.
we got
good lighting in here. We might as well take advantage of
it.
Thanks to Tim for getting us a good light. You really see. But that's just one of the elements that make. I mean, this is not just throw some caffeine and coffee and it's done.
So it adds some protein for it. And MCT is actually really interesting. It's being shown to help with weight loss. I would think having 300 milligrams of caffeine and running six laps around the building every 20 minutes is probably going to help also.
Steve's going to chase me after the show today, too.
A lot of people use that in their keto diets as well. They put that inside their coffees, and this is already done for you, so that's why not just grab a can and bolt out the door?
Now, that big boy, I would imagine, that's one of those we talked about being able to find. Publix is a big purveyor of the Black Rifle, folks. Where can we track that down?
So that's also going to be available at 7-Eleven. We've got fairly limited distribution as of the beginning of February on that package. We're waiting on a shipment, but you should see it in retail around, right around Valentine's
Day. Okay. Oh, again. Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Steve, perfect timing.
Valentine's.
You got to stay caffeinated for Valentine's Day.
Your girl would, she's always looking for a can of something good.
I prefer
She is.
It's easier when they're asleep.
Yeah. And then you can say to her, crack and sip, and see how she responds. Kind of like they hear that, actually.
Yeah.
You'll record that and bring it back for next week's show. All right. Black Rifle, thank you. What's our... there's a bottle sitting at the tail end of this thing.
Well, I know we're the brew review, right?
Sure.
Obviously, coffee's brewed.
It's
so,
a brew.
But we're not going to end without some booze.
Okay.
Okay, fair enough.
So, obviously, we got the Pro Bowl this weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
We got the Pro Bowl action. Yes.
And then we got the Super Bowl where the Rams are going to lose horrendously.
Yes, they are.
Oh, don't tell me you're on the cat bandwagon.
Yeah, I'm
not. Oh, man.
I go from the birds to the cats, I guess.
That is unfortunate.
So, this is Smirnoff Ice's Game Day Punch. Seemed appropriate, right?
Really?
Okay.
Smirnoff Ice Game Day Punch.
I'm down.
Okay,
I'm game.
Check out the color on that.
I've never had a punch at a Super Bowl party before.
That is not a color.
But I've had it at other kinds of parties.
If you would make enough people angry, you'd get one, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, obviously, rooting for the Bengals is going to get you guys one.
Oh.
Start swinging it. It's got all caffeinated up.
Hey,
man. I'm ready.
Easy, Tiger.
Hey.
Steve.
So
I saw your stripes.
This is a limited release for Smirnoff.
Okay.
Around this time frame. I know there's some at Total Wine for sure.
Okay.
And then also local independents, but obviously check out the website.
You talk about srparrot.com/beerfinder. Is that the website you're referring
that
to?
That would be the one, I believe.
Okay, good. Just making sure. Get
so
that straight.
The flavors in this punch are going to be some cherry, looks like some orange, cranberry, and some pomegranate.
Okay. This is really delicious.
Yeah. Cherry really comes
through. What's the ABV coming in on this guy?
Should be 5%, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, 4.5. My apologies.
Okay.
That's a good flavor burst right there.
It is.
I mean, this feels like it could be a good, like a candy, like a fruit candy.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Kind of like a Jolly Rancher almost.
Yeah, there you go. That Jolly Rancher aroma to it.
Right.
Yeah. Smirnoff Ice is good. I mean, they've been around.
They've been around forever.
I'm surprised there's anything new that I haven't tried, and there's something new I haven't tried.
Yeah, they actually, the last year or so, they've been doing some new stuff. There's a pink lemonade out there. Obviously, this. So it's pretty cool.
When you get into a football weekend, like next weekend.
Yes.
I'm guessing a busy time of year for you guys over at SIPRO.
It gets a little hectic. Yeah,
people,
for sure.
People making their plans. You might
People like to have one or two cans.
Yeah, you might. Maybe that's the idea. Maybe you go out this weekend, go ahead and stock up so you're not running out Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That would be the smart idea.
Yeah.
Hit your retailers. If you need to get properly caffeinated, we need Black Rifle people. Thanks to them, by the way. And they're standing out for the vets, for crying out loud.
Oh, yeah.
They are vets.
They are.
And then, of course, srprot.com/beerfinder if you want to track down any of these things. Other retailers. We talk about Publix, Total Wine.
Will these guys be in town anytime soon?
They're going to be in town for the racism.
Really?
There we go.
Oh, for 500 weekend.
Yeah.
The Black Rifle Gang.
They have a partnership with Bass Pro.
Okay.
Okay.
Where you can get their actual coffee beans there.
Oh, yeah.
They have a vehicle. I think it's called an L&B. In my head, I just call it the LMNOP.
Okay.
It is a decommissioned military vehicle of some form that they've turned into a rolling coffee house.
Oh, wow.
So that's pretty cool. It has to be hauled down on the trailer. It's too big to be street legal.
Nice.
So over at Bass Pro for the races. They're going to have tents set up at a couple of the retailers there on 92.
Cool. All right. So if you're hanging out around one Daytona or whatever on race weekend, then make sure you're
going to see them.
Okay.
Yeah. They might have some swag. And you stuff get a little
caffeinated.
That,
so. Yeah. Well, I'm good. Then leave us alone. We're not giving up our shirts. Then.
Yeah, I'm not taking mine off.
It's stuck to me.
Did you sign the receipt? I need those back.
Yeah. Steve does all the paperwork, so we'll get that in triplicate for you. But thank you guys very much for the tasty beverages. And until we see you next week, cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you, guys.
Cheers.